And as we move into the 27th chapter of 1 Samuel, we see that although David was a man after God's own heart, that yet he had his faults. And here we have some of David's faults recorded, not that we're to imitate those, but for our admonition, for our warning. We see here where David began to have a fear for his own safety, which is really a reflection of the weakness of his faith. His faith was beginning to waver a little bit now, and that is one of the things that could be a fault of David, something for us to know about, but something for us to not imitate. Chapter 27 begins, "And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul." Here David was reflecting to his own self. He said in his heart, or he said to his heart, "I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul." Here things were looking better than they had in a long time, but as David reflects and as he thinks, he only has a small band of men. There have been no new recruits added to him for some time now. And Saul had over and over and over again made various attempts upon his life. Saul had repented before, but he'd always come back to be against David. His own countrymen had rebelled against him. Witness the account of the Ziphites, who once and again had gone and reported to Saul where he was and encouraged Saul to go after him. And so David's faith began to waver. He began to think, I eventually am going to lose this. Eventually Saul is going to kill me. I'm going to perish by the hand of Saul. So as he gets into this melancholy mood, as he gets into this state of depression and begins to magnify and multiply the bad things that had happened and the badness of the situation, then he begins to lose his faith. He begins to feel like that truly he is going to lose. All is going to be gone. But David is forgetting about the fact that he was anointed to be king. He's forgetting about the fact that that does imply an assurance that he should be preserved to the kingdom. If God had not wanted to be king, he wouldn't have anointed to be king. And when God wants something like that to come about, he's going to bring it about. He's preserved to the kingdom. He is one who is destined to be the king over Israel. And David is beginning to forget about this. He's beginning to lose his faith and his belief about this. And so it is with us. Whenever we have obeyed the gospel, we're faithful followers of God through his Son, Jesus Christ, we're destined to be saved. We're destined to be resurrected from the dead. We're destined to have a better life given to us after this present life. And so it's going to take a while to get there, but let us never lose sight of the goal. Let us never lose our faith, our belief that this is going to happen to us. And that's what had happened here in David's case. David lost his belief. Though he had no reason to trust Saul's promises, he could not rely upon Saul. He knew that. Yet he had all the reason in the world to trust the promises of God. God had given him plenty of promises. God had given him plenty of evidence to show that he was his and that he was protecting him. Every time God brought him through another great trial, every time God protected him another time, this was further evidence to David that God was with him and God was going to protect him. And David knew all this. David had said this in the past. But we see the faith of David beginning to waver now as he begins to reflect upon things and look at it strictly from an earthly man's point of view. And so we must not let this happen to us. This unbelief is a sin, and it's a sin that easily besets even good men. As Paul said, with outer fightings, with inner fears. And it's a hard matter to get over these fears. But we ask the Lord to increase our faith, to let us dwell upon the positive things, upon the things that we know about him, upon the good, and then we can overcome this weakness of unbelief. Well, we're going to close at that point. Until next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.